Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing from a few passages in the book of Ezekiel, God's Watchman Warning. And as we were looking at the opening verses of Ezekiel, the third chapter, we see that Ezekiel was not called to a strange people. He was called to God's people, God's chosen nation. Verse 1 says, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel." God called this ministry from Ezekiel. He called him out and he said, "I want you to go to speak to my people." And beloved, those that have ears to hear today, God is calling ministries to awaken the people of God that have gotten complacent and lukewarm. God is warning His people that judgment is coming upon the earth, and that judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And He's called this ministry, Unveil Christ Ministries, and others that are speaking to the body of Christ in this earth, to ministers, to organizations, to people everywhere, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And only by coming under the Lordship of Jesus Christ can we ever hope to obtain the maturity of full sonship. And also, beloved, that Jesus is coming back soon. As we look at the headlines, as we read the news, we see that surely, as Paul told Timothy, in the last days, perilous times shall come. That there's such hatred and wickedness and violence in the earth. It is increasing with every passing, I was going to say year, but every day, there's just a deluge of heartbreaking evil and sorrow that is published in the mainline news. And beloved, if ever we need to be serious with God, God is calling His people to repentance, just as God spoke to the prophets in ancient Israel. God is speaking to modern day prophets today. Basically, what is a prophet? Someone who just speaks the will and the word of God, that it's a time to awaken out of slumber. It's a time to arise, to shake ourselves from the dust and from the chains that have held us bound, and to arise and sit down, to put on our beautiful garments, garments of salvation, garments of praise. Yes, when we've been saved, we've been given them, but beloved, we need to walk with an awareness of all that that means. We have not been given a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. Are we praising God? Our nature is that when we go through hard times, we just generally end up sometimes, unless we're well tutored by the Word, in a pity party, just feeling sorry for ourselves. Beloved, you know, we've all been there. I've been there. And God wants to remind us of what His Word tells us, that to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, to cry unto Him, He will hear, and in the time of trouble, He will be a very present help. Now, He always answers. He always responds. It may not be in the way we want or at the time we want, but He is a faithful God. And some of you listening today, you've been discouraged. You're dealing with some difficult situations, and it seems not only things haven't changed, they're getting worse, and you feel frustrated, you're dealing with anger, you're upset, you don't understand. I mean, theologically, what's going on? Pray in faith. I've been doing that, God, what's wrong? And God understands our frustration. But you know, as we stand on the word of God, as we are clothed with the full armor of God, what does Paul say? Having done all, stand therefore. And so, beloved, there's a time when there's waiting on God. Patience is required. Let patience have her perfect worth, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And God called Ezekiel to warn Israel of her sinful and unbelieving state. He said that they were a rebellious people. And we're told that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft before God. Remember what the prophet Samuel said to Saul when he disobeyed the word of the Lord. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. How can that be? Well, stubbornness, it's your own way. The idol is self-will. The idol is self. And God is wanting to remove from us our stubbornness, our rebelliousness, and we can all have it in small areas. There may be areas in your life that you have not surrendered fully to God. And the Holy Spirit of God, beloved, it's between you and Him. It's between you and Him. And you feel that gentle, convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, whatever He asks you to do, trust me, He will give you the grace, the faith to have victory over whatever area it is, because it's God who's working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. What do we see in this chapter? In verses 5 through 7, let me turn to the third chapter. What God tells Ezekiel, "For thou art not sent to a people of strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Sure, listen to this, the indictment. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Oh, let that not be our condition, beloved. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their forehead." So what do we see in those verses 5 through 7? God is calling to the people. And verses 8 through 13, I read verse 8, but as verse 9 says, "As an adamant harder than flint, I have made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear." And so, beloved, it's regardless of how that word is received, whatever God tells you, places on your heart for someone, it's not your responsibility how they will respond. It's your responsibility to be faithful and obedient to deliver the word He would have you to share, but in the proper and right spirit, with meekness and with gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Unless you also be tested. He that thinks that he stands, let him take heed, lest he fall. And then what do we see in verses 14 and 15? We saw the revealing of God's power, and then in these next two verses, we see a time of preparation. "So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness and in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib, that dwell by the river Kibar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days." He sat there just waiting on God in bitterness of spirit. He was overwhelmed at the revelation of not only the condition of the people, but what God was telling him to speak. And yet, beloved, there's no way around it. God is calling His people, if we will turn from our wicked ways. This is not a hard message, but it's the very heart of God. It's what He's doing. He is moving in churches in our area. Churches are coming together to pray. Beloved, we have to understand that if we will get serious with God, if we will allow the the searchlight of His Word, the gentle, convicting power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we can shake loose the bands that have held us bound. We all have, don't ever think that you have arrived, beloved. You haven't arrived. I have not arrived. God is working on me. I want to be pleasing in every possible area of my life. That's His desire for you as well. Allow the precious Holy Spirit to do that work and submit and yield to Him. And it's not in your strength. He will help you. That's the wonderful part. You just have to be willing. At verses 16 through 21, let me share that. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. These are serious words, beloved, just as pertinent for the day in which we're living. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And the final two verses, verse 20, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous man sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Beloved, the word of the Lord says in Revelation, the 22nd chapter. Let me turn to that. And it says, Behold, I come quickly. And he says in verse 11, He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Oh, Lord, we cry out unto you, search our hearts, know our ways, see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. I pray that's your heart's cry day after day, to allow the searchlight of His presence and His word bring out any unrighteousness, that you can walk in a renewed consecration and holiness before the living God. Praise God. And if you need prayer, if there's areas that you're really struggling, there's power and agreement, beloved. I'm here as a partner in prayer for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. If He's prompting you, He's got a reason. I love you. I thank God for you, my UCM family and my radio family. I love you and pray for you every day. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.